Today, the Lord's given us a good day that we can be here, sunny Sunday, and welcome to church, everybody. Welcome visitors and any new people. We're going to look in the Bible today. We're looking God's Word. We're going to talk about what is truth. Do you know what the truth is? It's pretty confusing to know what the truth is, isn't it? Do you know what the truth is? He looks pretty confused already. The truth. What is the truth? Open your Bibles up to John chapter 18. And we'll have a look at somebody who asked this question. What is truth? Do you know what the truth is? Do you know who God is? Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know what the truth about God is? Do you know through all the confusion and all the chaos of this world, it's actually really quite difficult to know what the truth is, isn't it? There's so many religions. There's so many cults, and we got everyone that's saying, we're the truth, we're the true people, I know God. And then you start talking to them about their God, and it certainly doesn't sound like the God that I know. Or they say, I know Jesus, and it doesn't sound like the Jesus that I know. What do people say about Jesus? What do people say about God? What do people say the truth is? Let's pray, and then we'll look into God's Word, and we'll look into this. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, that we can come and we can meet at this place, Lord. We just pray now that you help us, that you give us wisdom and you guide us, Lord. We just pray that your Spirit can move freely now. We just pray that you can work in our hearts and work in our lives and draw us closer to you, and we can know more about you now. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So you can think about, most of you might know the story, about Jesus being on trial for his life. Do you remember that? Did you know that happened? That's a truth. It's a truth about Jesus. Jesus was a man. He came from God. And he was on trial for his life. The Jews were jealous and they were envious and they rejected their Messiah when he came. They rejected him flat out. They knew he was coming. You even read about that when the wise men from the east came from Herod and they said, hey, where's this king that was born? And Herod seeks out the scribes and says, I don't know, where's this king going to be? And they come back and they say, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. They even knew. They had the scriptures. They had the prophecies. They knew that the Messiah was coming and where he was going to be born. And then he was born and they rejected him and they killed him. Let's look at this in verse 36, John chapter 18. And we'll have a look at verse 36 down through to 38. They rejected the Christ. They rejected the Messiah. Look at this. And Jesus is on trial for his life. He was innocent. He had no sin. He had no fault. He wasn't a murderer. He wasn't a criminal. And Pilate is trying to release him. He hasn't done anything wrong. Why do we need to kill this man? Kill him! Why? What has he done? Sorry? All right, let's have a look in verse 36. It says, Jesus answered, we'll go back to 35, and Pilate's asking him the question. He says, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? What have you done? Why? I'm not a Jew. And they say, we have laws, and he's blasphemed, and he's done this. But as far as I can see, what have you done? What have you done wrong? 36 says, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto them, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Hey, Jesus gives the gospel here, doesn't he? I came for this purpose. I came to give the truth, and everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And Pilate said unto him, what is truth? What is truth? Have you ever wondered what is truth? What's the truth? Kids always wonder. They don't know what the truth is, do they? They come home from school or from church sometimes and they go, someone told me this crazy story. And you're just like, don't listen to them, it's not true. And they're like, oh yeah, but they said it. Yeah, they don't know that much either. You don't need to listen to them. Okay, don't believe everything you see and hear, because it's not always true. And we need to learn to be discerning to know what the truth is. What is truth? Now, I don't know how many religions there are in this world, but I think there's a few going all the way down through history. And every religion and every person, even Baptists, I'm guilty of this, we all say, we got the truth. We know the truth. We know God. I got the truth. There's Seventh-day Adventists. Say they've got the truth. They say they're true. The Mormons say they're true. The Muslims say they're true. The Sikhs say they're true. The occult, people who practice witchcraft and all these kinds of things, say their religion is true. Oh, all roads get to heaven in the end kind of thing. Ah, well, if your God is this and my God is this, how are we going to get there in the end? What is truth? How do you know? It's confusing. It's confusion. We don't know what's going on in the world. The world is in chaos. The God of this world, being Satan, the little gammon God of this world, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, so they don't want to hear the gospel. It says that in Corinthians 4. He has blinded the minds. People will believe a lie over the truth, don't they? Isn't that easier to believe a lie over the truth? What is the truth? Why do we say we've got the truth? What makes us right? Why am I right? Why are other people wrong? Who is right? Who is wrong? It's confusing. What about evolution? Ah, the big push at the moment. The world is millions of years old. There's a really, really funny article, and I read in the newspaper. Some of you might have read it. It is so funny. I got to forward it to Pastor Buddy. Some of you may have read it. I don't know. It was in the Sydney Morning Herald. It was somewhere in a newspaper. And some big scientists now are saying, we came from octopus. Have you heard that one? Have you heard that one? Octopus. You look like an octopus, I'm sorry to say. Missing a few arms, but we come from octopus now. Because octopus are smart, apparently. And so, like, a long time ago, there was these frozen octopus eggs floating around space, and they came down and landed in our world's oceans. Hey, it's another one, isn't it? Oh, it was so funny. I was just reading this article, laughing at it. And I couldn't believe that we came from octopus. Oh, what is truth? Someone must be totally convinced and believe that that is the truth. That was the saddest thing about it, isn't it? Someone must be totally convinced and believe that we come from octopus. Well, some people are convinced we come from monkeys. Some people are convinced we are reincarnated as we die and we come something else and die and become something else again, and they're convinced that this is true. What is the truth? It's difficult to know, especially our kids. I mean, if we don't teach them right, they need to know the truth. What is truth? Pilate says, what is truth? Jesus said, I come to bear witness. Look at this, verse 37. It says, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest I'm a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Jesus came to bear witness of the truth. You know, he says, no one has seen the Father but he that came from the Father. Jesus came from heaven and he has seen the Father. Go back to John chapter 1, verse 1. You want to talk about God here? You want to talk about the Trinity here? You want to talk about God being there in the beginning? Look at this. John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And do you know what the Word is? Do you know what the Word is? Is the Word just, it's God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. What's the Word? The Word is Jesus Christ. The Word is Jesus. Look what it says here. It says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. He was there in the beginning. He was with God. And the Word was God. He is God. In the beginning was the Word. Jesus was there. He was there with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Jesus knows God. He knows what God looks like. He was there. Look at this. It says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All things were made through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made all things. Here we go. We've already dispelled one myth of this world. Evolution. Millions of years old. Came from monkeys. Octopus. We came from God. God made us. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He was there in the beginning. Have a look at this in Revelation 4:11. This is a good verse, this one. This is another good verse. Revelation 4:11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Why was everything created for? What is the meaning of life? You got an answer to that question. What's the meaning of life? What's the purpose? Why are we here? Are we here just to live on this earth and collect as much as we can and to be happy? As long as you're happy. Are you happy? Happy in the Lord, not happy on this earth. No way. What are we here for? We are here to give glory to God. See what it says? It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power." Why? Why do we give glory and honor and power? Because He's created all things. He created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. God created everything to please Him, to give glory to God, to point to God, to show to God. You know those flowers there at the back of church? They're witnessing to you about God. Did you know that? That's pretty good, isn't it? Have you ever wondered about God's creation? I know the world does, because there's endless documentaries about it. Have a look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 says this, "We are without excuse." Nobody can stand up before God and say, "I never knew. I never knew." Have a look here, Romans chapter 1. This is a very interesting chapter. If you go through and study this chapter, study Romans chapter 1, you will learn a whole lot. It is a great chapter, and it just shows the progression, the fall of man getting worse and worse and worse, and in the end, judgment will come. It's scary. And you look at here, and you read this chapter, and you say, that is the world today. That is the world today. Have a look at here. We'll go back to verse 19. We'll go to 19. "Because that which may be known of God," "because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them." You know, people can't say, "I didn't know what God is like." What is God like? He says, look, see, it's been shown. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. They are clearly seen from the creation of the world. The things of God are clearly seen, being understood by the things that were made. God made these things to show His power and glory, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Whoa. You know, when we're up in New Guinea and you give these kids up there a chance to ask questions, they have some really crazy stories, like crazy stories. And they are dead set convinced that they are true. You don't know what to believe, okay? You don't know what to believe when you're up there. I'll tell you a couple of stories, okay? And it's got to do with witchcraft and animism and just gullibleness, I suppose. I don't really know. Okay, so the men and their men, they're full-grown men, adults, and they're dead set convinced that this is true. So you kind of want, and they're like, "I've seen it done." So you just kind of got to be careful. It's Satan. Satan has power. He has counterfeit powers. He is a copycat. He can cheat. He can lie, and he can deceive. Okay, so just say, for instance, we're having a war here, me and Mr. Johnson over here, and he's got a gun, and he's going to shoot me, and I got a gun, and I got a piece of bark off a special kind of tree, and I put it in a slingshot and shoot it over the head of him. His gun's going to jam up and not work, and then he's going to be there fiddling with his gun, and then I'm going to go and kill him. Hey, I'm serious. Trigger lock, they call it. Trigger lock. The police have it now, so now the it's an unfair advantage. Yeah. Whoa. What do you do? How do you take that? All sorts of things. They can drive through and they'll make your car slow down so you can't drive off and speed away when you've come and attacked the village. They have some... A life jacket. Do you know what a life jacket is? This is really funny. This is English in context, and they use English words way out of context, so it's hard to understand what they're talking about sometimes. Do you know what a life jacket is? Do you know what a life jacket is? Tell me what a life jacket is. I reckon it's not what I'm thinking. What's a life jacket?
Keep from drowning.
Keep from drowning? What else might you call a life jacket? A floating device? Okay, so you're thinking about water, okay. I have three definitions for a life jacket. One, a life jacket like you're talking about. Two, a bulletproof vest. That's a life jacket. Saves your life. Or a piece of bark on a bit of string around your neck. Yeah. This bit of bark now makes you bulletproof. Now, okay, you're kind of thinking you're pretty weird. You're a missionary, spent too much time up in New Guinea. And, But this is what the people believe. And it is scary because they are so convinced because they believe it. And they say, see him over there? You tell him. You tell him the story. See that mark under his eye there? He goes, he got shot about 2 meters away with an AR-15 right there and the bullet just bounced off his cheek and just stuck there and he just picked it off and went, oh, it's a bullet. Flicked it on the ground. And he goes, yeah, that's what happened. He goes, see here too, I got here. Another guy says, see, I got this bruise here on my arm. I got shot by an M16 and the same thing happened. And I got this here. Hey, what do you do with that? What do you do with that? I'm lying. I'm telling you the stories that I've heard, okay? Okay. This is what we're talking about. What is truth? What is truth? They say they've got these powers and they say they've got these spirits and they're... But what is the truth about God? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with situations like that? You need to say, you need to know God. Okay, you need to look out. And what do people say about God? Have a look in 1 John chapter 4. Go to 1 John chapter 4. And this is what I'm really here to talk about today. 1 John chapter 4, and it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. Try the spirits. I mean, don't give them a go and see what they're like. Try them. Put them on trial. Test them. See what they say. What do they say about Jesus? What do they say about God? What do they say about eternal life? What? Because some people say you just die and you go to sleep and that's it. You're just asleep forever. Or you die and you get reincarnated and you come back as a chicken if you're good. Or something like this. Or you die and you go to limbo. I actually met someone. I picked up a hitchhiker one time. And he told me he died and went to limbo. That's what he called it. He called it limbo. I wasn't in heaven. I wasn't in hell. I was in limbo and then they revived me and pulled me back and he's a bit of a strange fellow. I said, that's not true. You can't have died. There is no limbo. He says, I'm a Christian. I said, there is no limbo. You die. You either go to heaven or you go to hell. They're your two options. You don't have anything else. We don't have this middle somewhere where you might wait for a little bit longer. But have a look at this, chapter 4, verse 1. It says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many false prophets. He says, try the spirits. And when you live in an animistic society, who controls the people? Who controls the people? The spirits. The evil spirits. We're not just talking about false preachers. They're there as well. But you literally have people that fear the spirits. There are still places in New Guinea where the swamp down there, you go down there and your baby will die kind of thing. The spirits are down there. You don't go around there. You don't go around that cave. You don't go around these trees. They fear the spirits. Literally. Don't believe every spirit. What are these spirits saying? They are false prophets. Look at verse 2. It says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God." Here we go. Here's where we're getting to it today. How do you know what is truth? What is truth? How do we know the difference between all these other religions and all these cults? You've got the Eastern religions, you've got pagan religions, you've got Christian religions, you've got all these religions. How do you know which one is right? Everyone says they're right, but who is? Why are so many people wrong? Why do one people only think they're right? What does the Bible say here? Let's see what it says. What God says, this is God's word. This is the Bible. God has given his word. It comes straight from the mouth of God. It says in Psalms that thy word forever is preserved in heaven. It will not change. It does not change. God doesn't change. What he said at the start, he means it now. He is God. Look at this. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is of God. Read that again. Ready? Look at it. It says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, what do other religions say about Jesus? Do you know? Have you ever heard him called the brother of Satan? Yeah, you heard about that one? Just an angel? No. He was of God. He came in the flesh. John chapter 1, verse 1. And line 3, look at verse 3. It says, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ready? We need to be wise. We need to be wise. We need to be discerning. We need to know the truth. How do you know what the truth is? How do you know what a lie is? How do you know what a lie is? Do you know what a lie is? Because you know what the truth is. You know? And we don't always know. You know, your two kids come up to you and they're crying and they're punching each other in the face and they're going, he did this. And you got to separate him, say, right, and you get his side and you get his side of the story and then you never get to the bottom of it, do you? What's the truth here? He did this, no, I didn't, blah. But God knows the truth. And we need to be discerning and we need to be wise enough to be able to hear the things that are going on in the world, because we are in the world. We are Christians. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We cannot escape completely, or else we'd have to leave and go altogether. That's what it says. You'd have to leave and go to heaven. But we are in this world. We are surrounded in this world. We hear it. We see it. And we need to weigh it up and we need to be able to discern what is right and what is wrong. What is truth and what isn't truth. And how do we do that? By testing the spirits and see what they say about Jesus. What do they say about Jesus? Ask someone. Ask another religion. Find out what it says. There's another church down here, or these guys, or these mobs, or these mobs. What do they say about Jesus? What do they say? Look what it says, verse 2. It says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. This is how you know. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. They need to give the right answers. They need to tick some boxes, or else they're wrong. And it says, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, wherefore we have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. There are so many false doctrines here. What boxes do they need to tick? I like taking it a little bit further, because, you know, it's easy for people to say, oh yeah, Jesus came in the flesh. But then I've made a little checklist. Ready? It needs to tick. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. Hey, some people don't believe that, do they? Tick that box. Jesus came in the flesh. He was God come in the flesh. Ticks that box. Good work. Died to save sinners. Why did Jesus come? Why did he tell Pilate? He said, this is why I came. He said, my kingdom isn't of this world, or else we'd be fighting. But I came to die for sinners. Died to save sinners. He was buried. He was buried. This is just a quick overview of the gospel. He was buried. People say Jesus didn't die. He fainted. Or they swapped the body with Jesus. Last minute, switcheroo, and Pilate didn't notice. And the Jews didn't notice. I think they would have noticed. He died. He was buried. He rose from the dead. Who says that he didn't rise from the grave? Ah, the Pharisees go up to the soldiers guarding. Says, he will pay you just to say that someone stole him. Yes, and we'll make sure that you're okay with that. And your commander doesn't kill you. Yeah, Jesus rose from the grave. Do you know how important the resurrection is? I think sometimes we overlook the resurrection a bit too much. The resurrection is vitally important because Jesus came, and who else can raise himself up from the dead? No one. He raised himself up from the grave. He was seen by many people. He was around for 40 days, and hundreds of people saw Jesus. Before he went back up to heaven, he did miracles. He spoke to people. He was walking with the guys to Emmaus. He went back and seen the disciples. He broke bread with them. He ate with them. He spoke with them. And he ascended up to heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God. Amen. That's what Stephen said, didn't he? He's getting stoned, and they're about to kill him. And he looks up to heaven, and he says, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Oh, isn't that good, yeah? How are you supposed to know a right religion from a wrong religion? How do you know the truth? How do you know a lie? Because everyone says they've got the truth, but we need to look out. What is truth? What do people say about Jesus? What do you say about Jesus? Hey, what do you know about Jesus? Do you know who Jesus is? I just want to talk to you about what is truth. That's what we're going to look at today. So think about that. Remember, look at this passage here in 1 John chapter 4. Remember and always keep looking at it. Try the spirits. Be discerning and be wise so that you know what to do when some door knocker comes to your house. Well, what do you do with door knockers? Sometimes they're really pushy and they want to come in. But you start talking to them about the Lord and you find out where they're at. Oh, what do you think about Jesus? Oh, Jesus was just another prophet or something like this. Try the spirits. Know the truth. Know what the Bible says so that then you can know what isn't true. And that's the only way you're going to know what a lie is, to know what the truth is. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you that we have your word. We just pray, Lord, that we can look to you for wisdom and for guidance, and we just pray that you can help us to know the truth. Help us to know your word more, Lord, and we just pray that we can know the spirits. What is a true spirit and what is a false spirit, Lord? And we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.